This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. The state Supreme Court has ruled that the state can't pay private school tuition through the same funding channel as it uses to support public schools. Now, Governor Bobby Jindal is going to have to find another way to keep the voucher program going.
I know there are a lot of moms out there waiting with bated breath to see what's going to happen in this court decision. I would tell those moms that they can breathe a deep sigh of relief. Their kids can stay in this program. They can count on this program being there not only this year, but next year as well.
Jindal suggested at a press conference Tuesday that vouchers will continue as a line item in the state budget. Private school tuition for nearly 5,000 students costs $25 million for the current school year. Offers have already been made to roughly 8,000 students for next year, so the program could cost even more. But the budget is tight. The legislature has negotiated a way to free up one-time funds, which could be used for vouchers, but to do so, lawmakers want to cut tax exemptions. Governor Jindal strongly opposes cutting tax exemptions, calling the cuts a tax hike on businesses. The debate is still up in the air, but will be continued Thursday when the budget bill hits the floor. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.